Hey, everybody. Thanks, Charlie Kirk Show. Live ball on this program here. Breaking news out of Nebraska as we try to bring it across the finish line. We also talk to a senator from Nebraska. I want you to listen to it carefully. Not thrilled with his attitude. He proposed the bill. He says, oh, maybe next year. No. We're going to get this done. Full force, full throttle. Combine the forces. We'll get it done. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. We had a great event in Kansas last evening, but all eyes are on the state bordering Kansas. The state of Nebraska. I got to tell you, this is one of the biggest political stories in the country right now. We have every major political reporter reaching out, asking for comments. So let me tell you the update. As you know, Nebraska, they send their electoral votes based on congressional district. Essentially, Omaha, Nebraska, which has become more liberal in recent years, they get their own electoral vote. Only Maine does something similar. It gives a disproportionate amount of weight to a single city, one city, Omaha. Nebraska, they need to fix this. They know this. They've known it for quite some time. We sent out a tweet earlier this week. We did a whole show on this, and it has caught fire. Great credit to the governor. Great credit now to Senator Ricketts. Senator Ricketts is the former governor of Nebraska. I've known the Ricketts family for quite some time. We get along really well. They also have done something that I think is hero's work for civilization. They brought a World Series to the Chicago Cubs. So the Ricketts are awesome. They bought the Cubs and they got that World Series. I was able to see it with my grandma. So the Ricketts are like top level heroes in my mind. Senator Ricketts is one of the sons of Joe Ricketts. And he was former governor of Nebraska, a lot of political power, very influential in the state of Nebraska. And yesterday, Senator Ricketts came out and voiced support for the winner-take-all bill. This is a big deal. This is a very big deal, everybody. Senator Ricketts and the governor coming together, this is a sign, a very good sign, that this thing will likely get sorted out. I don't want to make any guarantees, but Senator Ricketts and Governor Pillen, they really run a lot of the inner workings of the state of Nebraska. Yesterday, this is what Senator Ricketts said. The extreme new Democrats are pushing common sense officials and voters to our party. I'm pleased to welcome Senator Mike McDonald to the Republican team. We'll talk about that in a second. The addition of Mike McDonald to the Republican roles in the legislature means for the first time in recent memory, there's a filibuster-proof Republican majority in the unicameral. This timing heading into a presidential election is an awesome opportunity to mobilize our Republican majority to a winner-take-all system and put one more electoral vote in the Republican column for 2024. This is a huge deal, everybody. Senator Ricketts is the former governor. A lot of people say he runs the state of Nebraska. He's very influential. And him voicing support here is improving the chances of this. Now, late last evening, there was an attempt, and it will be the first of many, to get this thing passed. A member of the unicameral attached the bill to another bill, and it wasn't necessarily germane, and it failed on procedural grounds. Now, the media is saying, oh, this thing has failed, but NBC News actually had the best headline. The winner-take-all system fails for now. There's another clear path forward, and there is one holdout that we know of that is blocking this from happening. Now, without getting too deep into the weeds, there are two votes that need to happen. We have the votes in the unicameral, but do we have the votes to prevent a filibuster? And even if it filibusters, that's not the end of the world, okay? We need to try to get members to vote for cloture. Vote for cloture effectively ends debate, removes the filibuster, and allows a floor vote to happen. Now, I have no inside baseball here, but I imagine now that the eyes of the nation are on Nebraska, that Governor Pillen and Senator Ricketts, who deserve great credit for their leadership here, my guess is they're getting into the weeds of the backfilled rooms of Lincoln to try to get a deal done. That is my guess. Because the whole country is now looking at Nebraska, and I can't imagine that Governor Pillen and Senator Ricketts want to say, hey, we support this thing, and then all of a sudden time expires as the eyes of the world are now looking at Nebraska. I have confidence, in fact, that with the political power that Senator Ricketts and Governor Pillen have in Nebraska, that they'll be able to deliver this thing home and that you, the grassroots, will be able to help. And I'm going to tell you who we need to contact in a second. There is one holdout that we know of in Nebraska who's a great man. He's a patriot. He's a farmer. He's a rancher. And we need to just try to encourage him to say, hey, let's get this thing done. By the way, I have full sympathy for a lot of these members of the unicameral that are all of a sudden like, what is this? A week ago, this thing wasn't even being debated. And Nebraska, you know, in states like Nebraska, no one wants to be told what to do. I get that. And so I totally understand it takes a little time, a little process. We just got to get that sorted out. This is Cut 87. This is former Democrat, now Republican, Play Cut 87.
It's never easy for someone to make this kind of decision, but what makes it easier is the people standing behind me. We had great discussions about what the Republican Party is doing, where they're trying to go, how I potentially could fit in there. But the greatest thing about it is now I can participate again. When something's taken away from you as potentially being able to attend a meeting, they say, well, we don't want you here, and we're not going to share our resources with you. That hits you pretty hard. But it also makes you appreciate something about our democracy, the idea of being able to participate. Today I'm announcing I am now going to be a registered Republican in the state of Nebraska.
That is Mike McDonnell. This is all happening simultaneously, by the way. He's switching parties. We got the governor on board. We got the senator on board. This thing's all happening. Now, Mike McDonnell is a no on the bill to switch Nebraska to winner take all. But understand this. I just hope everyone understands. This is not a question of whether or not there's majority support. There's overwhelming majority support. The question is, can we get past the filibuster? And the filibuster is a tactic that the Democrats are going to try to use to run out the clock. But even if they run out the clock, my guess is Governor Pillen will call a special session. And if he calls a special session, he could do it the day after. If the legislative session ends, he can say, hey, special session everything ended on Tuesday, special session Wednesday for one subject to try to get this thing sorted out. So there are many paths and many avenues here, everybody. This is a live ball. It's happening in real time. So the one individual that if you are in Nebraska, especially, please contact. His name is Senator Tom Brandt. I'm told he's a terrific man. He cares deeply about the state of Nebraska. Again, please don't be rude or mean. Be charming, be kind, be respectful. The phone number we're going to put up there for you Nebraskans. If you're out of state, I think emailing is appropriate. If you are in state, I think a phone call is necessary. It's 402-471-2711. And just, hey, make the case. Say, hey, you know, Senator Brandt, I hear great things about you. I know that you're a great patriot that loves America. Let's get Nebraska. Let's get this sorted out. Let's get this thing back into the winner's column so that we could save the country. So we're going to have all that information put up there. Also, we just sent out that tweet. It's 402-471-2711. The email is tbrandt@ledge.ne.gov. And I cannot implore you enough, if you are going to contact, be kind and respectful. These people are now all of a sudden, you have to understand, Nebraska was not in the national news a week ago. All of a sudden, they've been thrown into this thing where they're getting phone calls from every single part of the country and people are talking about it. So have compassion for that. And also, what a great opportunity for the wonderful state of Nebraska. A great opportunity for history to be made. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out. Promo code Charlie. This is a live ball here. And it's unprecedented what you, the audience, have been able to do here. I want to play some pieces of tape just to remind you and to show you. You know that you are over the target based on the reaction of the enemy. For they plan everything out meticulously. They plan out their mail-in ballot strategy, their ballot-chasing strategy. They plan out the Trump indictments. It's all configured to a T. What you, the Charlie Kirk Show audience, did this week was the closest thing to a political ambush and a surprise attack that the Democrats have seen in a decade. Since the election of Donald Trump, I don't know if they've been taken by surprise. Maybe there might be some examples. They don't get surprised anymore. Do you notice that? Oh, yeah, we have this planned out. No. This one was a complete ambush. These are far left-wing Marxist Democrats, Cut 85. They are freaking out, everybody. And I just want everyone to take a deep breath. You have the governor, the former governor and the senator, President Trump. We have the votes. It might fail a couple times as an amendment here. It might just, you got the majority support. We're Americans. You guys are Nebraskans. If it fails a couple times on procedural stuff, we're going to be relentless and we're going to get this thing across the finish line. You know, some of these people online, they're so doom and gloom. They could never build a business, by the way, some of these people. It's over because it fails a vote. Hold on a second. You know how many times sometimes you have to go through legislative calisthenics to get something done? It's only over when the election arrives and we've done nothing. You have the governor that's going to sign it. That's the big one, by the way. And if he starts to, you know, use some of that political muscle, we start to really trend nicely. Look at this. Democrats in Nebraska, play cut 85.
Pathetic worm Donald Trump thinks that he knows what's best for Nebraska and what Nebraskans want, but this man is building up the governor, you know, obviously wants this electoral vote because he's so scared he can't win the presidency without it.
I want to throw up and I want to go to bed, but I can't because I don't trust you and you don't deserve to be trusted.
She wants to go to bed, everybody. That's the Democrats in the Nebraska legislature. The tears are real, though. Why can't she go to bed? Because they now have orders. You better believe that the Biden has a war room around this. They're dispatching everything they can. Every legislative tactic, whether Nebraska likes it or not, if you live in Nebraska, you are now ground zero for the future of the republic. And I think that the members in the Nebraska House are starting to realize, the Senate, they say, what is this? This is what is going on here? We're just Nebraska. Yeah, it just so happens because of the census every 10 years, the electoral math, it just so ends up that one little pesky electoral vote in Omaha can determine the whole presidential election. I want to go to bed. Well, you're going to have to be filibustering for quite some time. And hey, if you filibuster, we'll try it again. If it fails on this next bill, we're going to do it again. I'm going there Tuesday. We're not going to give up. We're not going to give in. And I got to be honest, some of these people nationally, they say, Charlie, you know, this looks really tough. The loser mentality, I have no patience for that. Yeah, it's tough stuff. Fails here, fails there. We need a morale boost in the Republican Party. I think if we get this done, this should be an amazing shot in the arm that goes to show the power of the grassroots. Okay, so if it fails a couple times on the floor, we'll call a special session. And you know that for this liberal woman, you're going to lose even more sleep if there's a special session. Tough luck. The people in Nebraska want this thing done. Special session's really easy. Constitutionally, a governor can call a special session. This is a time to be strong and to be courageous. And understand this is happening in real time. There's a lot of lobbying going on. There's a lot of back and forth happening. We have it up on screen. That's Senator Tom Brandt. If you are in Nebraska, please call that number. If you are out of state, please email on the bottom there. And understand that Senator Ricketts and Governor Pillen voicing support here. The eyes of the nation are now on Nebraska, that we got to get this across the finish line on the home turf. We have the votes. Do we have the votes to break the filibuster? We'll see. But if we have to wait all week, whatever, the country's worth it. You lose a couple nights of sleep. Tough. The country is worth it. Folks, so many people I know are disheartened that our country seems to have forgotten the importance of citizenship, and they wonder how a strong sense of citizenship might be revived. That's why my friends at Hillsdale College have produced a free online course on this topic, American Citizenship and Its Decline. Taught by historian Victor Davis Hanson, the course traces the history of citizenship and explains how it is undermined in America today by open borders, by identity politics, by the administrative state, and by globalization. Americans taking the course will gain a deeper insight about the connection between citizenship and freedom, an insight they can share with their family members, friends, and neighbors. Hillsdale's free online courses are an important component of Hillsdale's mission to reach and teach increasing millions of people on behalf of liberty and the American way of life. So sign up today for Hillsdale's free online course, American Citizenship and Its Decline, by visiting charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. Start your free course today at charlieforhillsdale.com. All eyes on Nebraska right now. I want to play this tape here as we get the sponsor of the bill to make Nebraska winner take all. We got to get Nebraska back to the grittiness, back to the victory culture that it once enjoyed. Play cut 88. That was the 1995 Huskers, which I believe was the best college football team in history. It's time for Nebraska and the unicameral legislature to be the best in the country and to help save the republic. Joining us now is Senator Lauren Lippincott, State Senator, District 34, American hero who is trying to push this forward. Senator, thank you for joining the program. Give us the latest from the state of Nebraska.
You're very welcome, and that's a great fire-up video you just played. I actually walked on the University of Nebraska my freshman year in college, Tom Osborne's first year as a head coach. So I'm a diehard Big Red Nebraska guy.
Go Big Red.
Good. Yep. Our LB 764 bill, the winner take all, which would return us back to the other 48 states. As I'm sure you know, Charlie, there are only two states, Nebraska and Maine, that are states like what Nebraska has. Nebraska has, I call it a composite system, or some people call it a district system. And what that means, Charlie, is that we have five total electoral votes. Two of them are assigned to the U.S. Senator, and then three with our three congressional districts. And the bill that we have right now would eliminate, or it would bring us back into the fold where all the electoral votes would all go for the winners, winner take all. And the main reason for that, Charlie, as I'm sure you're aware, is the same argument that people have for the Electoral College. It prevents votes from just being focused on population centers. And here in Nebraska, of course, we've got Omaha and Lincoln on the east side of the state. And those states then would have a lot more, they would overshadow the rest of the state of western Nebraska. So what we want is we want to return to winner take all. And a lot of the people will make the argument to maintain the current district plan or composite plan. But if it was so good, then why doesn't California and New York and Illinois and other states like that, why would they not switch over to the plan that we have right now? They don't, because they don't want to take any of the votes away from their blue districts.
So I totally agree that, you know, creating the winner-take-all system is the right move for Nebraska. They also pour in a lot of out-of-state money into Omaha. There's a lot of reasons to do this. So what was the status of the bill a week ago, and why has that changed? This thing has come to life. The governor's behind it. The senator's behind it. Senator Ricketts, President Trump, your bill has come to life.
It has come to life. And one reason is because there was a guy by the name of Charlie Kirk has kind of shed the light on it, which we really appreciate that. This bill has stayed in committee. And here in Nebraska, we have a unicameral. And the problem we have is we just simply do not have enough votes. What happens, Charlie, is this. It doesn't just simply pass with a majority of votes in the legislature. Here in Nebraska, we just have one house. It's a Senate, and we've got 49 state senators, supposedly nonpartisan. However, every person is either registered Republican or Democrat. And right now, we've got 32 Republicans. Actually, one person just became a Republican yesterday. But we only have about 30 votes, and we need 33 votes in order to overcome a filibuster. So what happens is people will start filibustering for round one. It will fill up 8 hours of talk with filibustering. Round number two, 4 hours. Round number three, 2 hours. So in order to end the filibuster, you have to have enough votes, a two-thirds majority, 33 votes, to end the filibuster. It's called cloture. And then at that point, once that happens, then all you need is a simple majority, 25. But right now, unfortunately, we have milked the cows and the cow's dry, and we just simply have not enough votes to overcome a filibuster on this.
Okay, so but are you a vote short, or how many votes, and who are the names? I mean, I'm not going to take no for an answer. This is too important. The entire country's at stake. I know that, you know, there's a lot of factors here. Who are your colleagues that are the ones that are opposing this?
Well, we have talked to them, and we, in fact, I just met with the governor just a short time ago, half hour ago or so. And our game plan is to redouble our efforts. Hopefully, we're going to pick up some more Republican seats this next year. Charlie?
No, that's not going to work. I got to interrupt you. No, Senator, I'm sorry. No, not going to work. So I got to interrupt you. The country's not going to tolerate that. I'm not going to. What is the plan today to get who your colleagues' names? Who are they? The eyes of the country are on you guys. Milk the cows, none of that stuff. You guys are Nebraskans. You guys are the best patriots we have. You got to snap out of this, okay? Who are your colleagues that are getting in the way?
Well, there's a couple individuals, and I can guarantee I'm an aggressive kind of guy. That's the airplane that I used to fly, I guess, this side, back in the Air Force, flew F-16s. And I'm a pretty aggressive guy, Charlie. And believe me, I'm doing everything I possibly can. And I appreciate the help that you guys have been giving us. What we need to do, Charlie, going forward is we need to start this early on in the season.
No. Again, I got to interrupt you. No, we have a country to save. You guys are going to hand Joe Biden the presidency if you don't fix it. Not you, but your colleagues. So let's say the governor calls a special session. Do the filibuster rules still apply?
Well, again, Charlie, I just met with the Secretary of State, the governor, Lieutenant Governor, and the inner circle, and we are doing everything
we possibly can. I got that.
Can.
I'm curious. If there's a special session, do the filibuster rules apply?
I believe they do.
Okay.
I can't tell you that 100%, but I believe that they do.
Okay, so let's do a special session and make you guys spend a month and just say, we're going to sweat it out. This is how important it is, Senator. I know that you guys are beat down and this is unprecedented, but this is not small town stuff anymore, right? This is the United States of America that you valiantly served. There is no next year, okay? If Joe Biden wins, there's no country. I don't need to hear about another cycle.
Right.
I don't need to hear about this. I know you agree. So special session, we're just going to stay here for all month. We're going to stay till June until every single one of these people become household names. So why is that? Why is that not the attitude right now? Oh, next year and all that. I'm sorry, sir. Like, that dog's not going to hunt anymore.
I agree with you completely. But Charlie, inside, there are a number of people that the harder you push, the more they dig in their heels. And that's not the approach. And sometimes you have to use a little finesse. I am a shotgun kind of guy, but sometimes you have to modify your approach with some people.
Well, hold on. We haven't called out anybody. We've been very polite and respectful and all this. But so I want to know who these people are and what their argument is. And again, okay, let's say it fails this session. The governor calls a special session and says, we're going to stay here for 90 days or 120 days and get it done. Because here's the problem, right? The governor's now supports it. The senator does. There's no going back. The only way is forward. So either Nebraska will be known as a blood red state that allowed Joe Biden to become president or heroes. It's a binary choice. We don't want to hear about another cycle or all this. I am a little bit perplexed, though. I got to be honest. Why that attitude is not out of the gate? Is it Tom Brandt that is getting in the way? And if so, why don't you just say, contact him, Mr. Brandt, why are you not in support of this?
Well, you said all that needs to be said, Charlie.
Okay, great. And I have nothing against him. I think he's a patriot. He's a rancher. He's a farmer and all this. And I think you're a hero for doing this. Here's my recommendation. And I just want to make sure you know this. This is not like just like small town politics anymore. This is Western civilization, right? Like there are heads of Joe Biden is watching this, Kamala Harris, Barack Obama, Donald Trump. And so this idea of next cycle, introduce it earlier, not going to happen, right? I'm coming to Nebraska.
Yep.
I'm going to try to get Don Jr. to come. I'm going to try to get the president to come. This is the most important thing that your colleagues will do probably in their career. And I know that you're on our side and I'm on your side, okay? But if this is a failure, we're not going to put up with it. We're going to do everything we can. And I know you agree with that.
Yep, I do agree with that. And I greatly appreciate your enthusiasm. And I really appreciate all your viewers, the folks that watch you folks. That's what we need from the very get-go on a lot of subjects, just like this bill here. Winner take all.
I know you're on our side. I know it's tough to be. And a lot of guys that, you know, look, you guys got thrown into the eyes of the nation here. But sometimes you don't get to choose when you get thrown into the front lines of combat. You know that.
It's okay.
Right? And so
bring it on.
Tell your colleagues that, hey, if Joe Biden wins by an electoral vote, it will be on you guys. The people in Nebraska support you. Thank you very much, Senator, for your time. Thank you. We have your back.
Thank you. And your viewers. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Jeez. What are we, French all of a sudden? Oh, we could do this next. We're Americans. This is a bunch of nonsense. I'm sorry, not him. This whole attitude drives me crazy. Oh, we're going to do it next cycle in this meeting. Figure it out. And by the way, this is what's, we haven't even gone hardcore yet. That's what's so crazy is that we've been very, you know, say, hey, you know, try to get this done. You guys could be heroes and, you know, do this sort of thing. Okay. Hope you get it done, Nebraska. Hope you get it done. Really is something to me. And then why wouldn't you just go to special session and say, we're gonna sit here all spring, all summer? What could be more important than that, than saving the country? Potentially saving the country and getting this done. Well, you know, next cycle, we got to win more seats. Win more seats? What is that all about? You have 2/3 of the seats in the Senate. You're like one vote away from breaking the filibuster. And if it fails, just do it again. And if it fails, do it again. And try to cut some deals. This is politics here. Why are we surrendering before the battle? There's only one way forward. It's through. It's right through. I want your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Were you guys convinced by what Mr. Lippincott was saying? Is that the attitude of the Nebraska? Is that how the average Nebraskan views life? Nah, not going to get it. We'll just give up. We're just going to let our enemies win. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Coming up next hour, we have Malia Shirley, board of directors for the Nebraska Freedom Coalition. And the governor could call a special session and just get this thing done. Can we look into the rules that the filibuster applies? By the way, can't they just change the filibuster rules? I believe that you could change whatever rules you want. You can do an up or down vote just based on the rules. And just so we're clear, we changed the rules for Neil Gorsuch and for Brett Kavanaugh. We now have Supreme Court justices because of that. And we control the speakership too in Nebraska. He has the power to end the filibuster. So these kind of parliamentarian excuses, what a tragedy it would be. I want to just paint a picture. A breaking news, NBC News. Joe Biden is reelected as President of the United States with 270 electoral votes. and Donald Trump 268 electoral votes. That right there is there. By the way, let's read these articles one after the other. Nebraska Republicans may take the one electoral vote Biden needs most. So Biden now has to defend Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, North Carolina because the blue wall won't get it done. All we have to do is like beat a filibuster and get a special session. I don't know if I'm sure Senator Lippincott feels this way, but I don't know if every Republican in office is concerned about the country. I how could you come to another conclusion if we're talking about next cycle? Again, I'm just announcing, I need this thing like a hole in the head, but we're just stepping up. We're figuring out, we're dedicating our whole show here. There's a lot of other topics we could be talking about here, but this is how important it is. And I'm going to Nebraska. And by the way, we're going to go, we're going to lay it down there. By the way, if the Democrats were facing the same choice, they would find a way. They would chart a path. They would find a way. Yeah, the emails are flooding in. But here's what bothers me is I know so many Nebraskans. And Nebraskans are tough, gritty people. They're great folks. Nebraskans have served this country in the military. Nebraskans are, they want what's best. Nebraskans are worried that this beautiful republic is just disappearing in front of our eyes. And that's, you know, I played that 1995 clip of the greatest college football team ever assembled, the 1995 Huskers. Is that the attitude of the 95 Huskers? Maybe next year. That's how the Cubs used to think before, you know, Ricketts took over. Maybe next year. But we have a country to save, guys. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. We're not going to allow that to just be an impediment. The grassroots of this country want this. The grassroots of Nebraska want this. We will be relentless. We are not going to give up on this. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.